ACLU wants to erase male, female sexes from ID documents, add X. By Penny Starr on January 21, 2021. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is jumping on the Biden administration's embrace on day one of the transgender ideology by seeking to make identification documents include X as a category for one's sex. Trans and non-binary people belong, and we need IDs that accurately reflect who we are so we can travel, apply for jobs, and enter public establishments without risk of harassment or harm, the ACLU website says in a text titled They the People. The ACLU has filed 6 cases on behalf of transgender people seeking an accurate ID. Nearly 20 states already have self-attestation and an X designation on IDs, ACLU said. We're asking the Biden-Harris administration to issue an executive order to make it easier for trans and non-binary people to have accurate IDs. The ACLU website features profiles of 5 people who are advocating for the X designation. My name is Morgan and I work as a software engineer and live in Atlanta, Georgia. As a black transgender man living in the South who also travels frequently domestically and internationally, having an ID that reflects who I am means that I am safer from harassment and unnecessary scrutiny from law enforcement. It also helps to keep my medical history safer when dealing with everyday things like getting loans or opening bank accounts. My gender and medical history should never factor into my creditworthiness or be used to mark me as a security risk. A woman who gave her name as Meredith said, I love drama as much as the next 30-something Brooklynite, but could personally do without the raised eyebrows, humiliating remarks, and literal physical dangers that arise from having an inaccurate gender marker in places like the doctor's office, the American border, the courts, and especially during encounters with the police. I can never change my birth certificate thanks to the great state of Tennessee. And financial barriers prevent me from updating my driver's license. I'm left with a little piece of plastic that exposes incredibly private information only my intimate partners and trusted physicians know, and only serves to confuse and anger powerful people who otherwise would have thought of me as a human being. Improving federal ID requirements would immediately improve my safety and access to resources, minimize confusion and headaches for public officials who mean well, and would cost basically nothing for the federal government. An individual named Jay said, My name is Jay and I live in Chicago, Illinois. I used to live in Washington, D.C., where I was able to get an X gender marker on my driver's license to accurately reflect my identity. When I moved to Chicago and switched to an Illinois license, I had to choose between an M or an F gender marker because there wasn't a gender-neutral option available. If I have to have a gender marker on my ID documents, I want it to be accurate, and that's not possible right now with my driver's license or with federal documents like my passport. Erica told her reason for supporting the plan. Hi, my name is Erica. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I moved to DC as a teenager. My ID is important to me because I need it to get work. I was a commercial driver for 13 years. A few years back, I started with a new company. And everything was going smoothly until I had to provide my birth certificate for paperwork. After that, they found reasons to question my work and fired me soon after. I haven't been able to find the same kind of steady job since. My ID is the first thing people see about me, it's how people treat me. If they see an M on my license, I too often lose their respect and trust, and along with it my chance at a business relationship. My ID should give me the same opportunities as everyone else. Mari also was featured on the ACLU website. My name is Mari and I'm from Sacramento, California. As someone who is both non-binary and intersex, pursuing a gender X designation is a way for me to express that I exist outside of both the gender and sex binaries. The process is relatively simple now in California, but no one at the DMV knew how to help me and I had to explain myself over and over again. It left me thinking about the even bigger barriers that non-binary and intersex people face simply trying to obtain affirming documents that reflect their existence outside of these binaries too. If more people had access to a gender X designation, I know it would revolutionize the way that we discuss and view gender and sex. That's the future I'm working towards. As Breitbart News reported, on his first day in office, Biden issued an executive order advancing sweeping rights to individuals who want to live as the sex opposite of their biological sex. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.